This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Israel is talking in terms of history while Palestinians use the word betrayal. At issue, yesterday's surprise announcement of a deal to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. In a nationwide TV address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the agreement would lead to a full and formal peace with the Gulf Arab state and voiced hope that other countries in the region would follow the UAE's example. Netanyahu also said he was granting a request from U.S. President Donald Trump to temporarily hold off on implementing Israel's pledge to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, meanwhile, issued a strong condemnation of its regional Arab neighbor and withdrew his ambassador to the UAE. Abbas said in part, quote, "The Palestinian leadership rejects and denounces the UAE, Israeli, and U.S. trilateral announcement." His spokesman in the occupied West Bank called on the Arab League to reject the agreement, adding that neither the UAE nor any other party has the right to speak in the name of the Palestinian people. Iran and Turkey have lashed out as well. Iran's foreign ministry called the deal a dagger in the backs of the Palestinian people and all Muslims. Turkey said the peoples of the region will never forget and will never forgive what it called this hypocritical behavior by the UAE. In Washington, President Trump described the deal as a huge breakthrough and told reporters other similar Middle East deals are in the works. Along with a victory for U.S. Middle East diplomacy, the agreement could also have a positive impact in Mr. Trump's November 3rd re-election bid. Polls show him consistently trailing his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. Lebanon's judicial investigation of the Beirut port explosion has begun, with political wrangling over the naming of a lead investigator, military threats to jail those who leak information, and doubts over whether a panel appointed along sectarian lines can be fully impartial. French teams are sending divers into the underwater crater to aid in the investigation. It is still not known what sparked the fire that ignited nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate that were stored for years in Beirut's port. More than 200 people died in the August 4th explosion. This is VOA News. In what many say is a return to his 2016 campaign playbook, President Trump is promoting a theory that Senator Kamala Harris may not be eligible to serve as vice president because when she was born, both her parents were immigrants to the United States. In fact, under the U.S. Constitution, anyone born here is automatically an American citizen. Citing a Newsweek column by a conservative activist, the president called the anti-Harris rumors very serious, a throwback to the days when he led a movement questioning Barack Obama's birthplace. Chosen by Joe Biden as his Democratic Party running mate, Kamala Harris is the first black woman and first Asian-American woman ever on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. President Trump's words aside, the Republican National Committee says it has no plans to challenge her eligibility for office. The British government is adding to a coronavirus quarantine list that could affect hundreds of thousands of returning vacationers. Involved are those who have traveled to the Netherlands, Malta, and Monaco, and the Caribbean nations of Aruba and Turks and Caicos. Beginning tomorrow, those arriving back in the UK from those places will be required to spend 14 days in self-isolation. France, which has seen a recent spike in COVID infections, has been removed from a list of quarantine exemptions from the UK's quarantine rules. France is Britain's second most popular holiday destination after Spain. Britain has so far lost close to 47,000 lives to COVID-19, with a virus case count of nearly 316,000. Denmark is warning that non-essential travel to Malta and Belgium should be avoided. The Scandinavian nation explains both countries have seen more than 30 COVID-19 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. Also on Denmark's warning list, Spain, Andorra, Bulgaria, Luxembourg, and Romania, along with most countries outside Europe. Worldwide coronavirus numbers close to 21 million cases and just under 760,000 fatalities. The figures come from a running tally being kept by Johns Hopkins University. In the United States, the numbers are beyond grim, 5.25 million infections and 167,000 lives lost. California has become the first state to top 600,000 cases. That number stands at 603,000 with 11,000 deaths. New Zealand, widely seen as a COVID success story, is trying to contain a new cluster of COVID infections, and the capital, Auckland, has been put under lockdown. New Zealand is reporting dozens of fresh cases, and Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is warning that number will probably grow. New Zealand has gone without a case for more than 100 days, without a sign of community transmission. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.